flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Bruins, rough one last night, Keith. Although,
what happened?
If we're being fair, we should have seen this one coming. No, not just because the Bruins are poor on the road, and not just because they've been very Jekyll and Hyde. Those Sabres uniforms?
Whoa!
Who stands a chance against those?
No chance.
No chance.
Have they been wearing those all year? Because
they should.
They stink. But last night, they were amazing. They look fantastic. You know what's better than one hat trick, Jones?
I'm going to go two.
I'll tell you, two hat tricks.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. You don't see that every night.
No.
You know, I watch a lot of puck, and I don't see a lot of two hat tricks.
It's the second time in Sabres history that they've done that as a franchise.
Shockingly, was not LaFontaine and McGillney.
Howard Chuck, Andrew Chuck.
It wasn't any of those guys.
Matthew Barnaby.
No.
I don't think he's pumping in a bunch of goals. He'd fight you, though.
Jack Eichel.
He dropped the mitts. Yeah, Eichel didn't do it. I believe it's the third time in Bruins franchise history. Is that right?
Yeah.
That they've allowed it.
Uh-huh.
So very rare. You don't see that very often. But getting aside from the uniform game, where the Bruins really didn't stand a chance against those things.
No, they didn't.
Those sweaters.
Yeah.
Real nice. You look at the Bruins and you go, okay, they struggled on the road. On the one hand, they've been very good at home. They're poor on the road. They're losing to arguably the worst team in hockey. We can all agree one of the worst teams
sure.
in hockey. Yeah, because
Most of the Eastern Conference is kind of in it, right? You might look at some of these teams and be like, well, I don't know, like the Islanders or Detroit, but Pittsburgh. But really, the Sabres are one team that you're like, yeah, they're out. They're out of it. And so you have an opportunity to get as many points as possible against a team like that. Also, it was on a night, and I don't know how many people are doing the scoreboard watching thing yet, but Montreal lost, Tampa Bay lost. So you had a chance to pick up some ground on those teams, and you didn't, and you were playing a horrible team.
Yeah, so you could look at it as they didn't lose ground, but they didn't make up ground, and there was a real
ground.
Opportunity.
And
exactly.
they still played more games than everybody.
Yeah,
so those teams have a chance to gain ground on you even on nights that you're off.
Right, when you're doing nothing,
yeah.
Sitting there twiddling your thumbs, waiting for your next game, teams can gain ground on you. That was a missed opportunity by the Bruins.
And so I know that they are shorthanded defensively right now, but I mean, Buffalo is shorthanded every night. Like, that's not a great team. I know they get some young guys with their back-to-back number one overall picks and whatever else, but this was pretty – you want some numbers?
Yeah, of course
Brian,
I do.
Brian DeFelice, who's one of the skate pod podcasters we have with Bridget and Scott McLaughlin here at WEEI, he tweeted out of 32 NHL teams, Boston ranks 28th in goal differential,
okay,
31st in power play percentage.
Not good.
25th in penalty kill percentage.
Four.
And 23rd in save percentage.
Not great, Bob.
And actually, that was heading into the game, so maybe that number even went down a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably dropping a little
bit. So it's like, that's just a few of the ugly numbers that they have. So it doesn't look like a team that you should be investing in. Now, they do have over a month until the trade deadline. So next week is NBA trade deadline. The NHL trade deadline is not till March 7th, I think.
How the hell is that possible? The NBA trade deadline's next week, and we had another month to go
that
before the NHL.
That kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah. Is it because of the four nations? Did that screw everything up? Is that why it's so late?
Probably. It's like 2 weeks off.
Yeah, maybe that's
that
why.
That could have something to do with that. But even if you want to look at it and say, well, right now they have 56 points, and right now they are one of the wild card teams, how confident are you that they're going to hold on to one of those spots? And is this a team worth investing in? Like, I don't know how you can make that case right now.
I'm not confident, and no, they're not worth investing in. Yeah. We'll ask Razor tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday if now we can say the Bruins can make a hockey trade or retool, in the words of Cam Neely, because that is happening. That's happening around the league. The Rangers made a trade earlier this year. They're just a massive trade. You played Colorado, Carolina, and Chicago, three-way deal. I'd imagine that a shoe is going to drop in Vancouver. Two players there don't like each other, and they're going to trade one of them.
Never heard of it.
So I imagine another shoe is going to drop there. So at what point are the Bruins going to make a move? And it doesn't have to be to just sell and move Brad Marchand for draft picks. I would do that. But I would wait till closer to the trade deadline if you're officially out of it.
Yeah.
But they should make a trade, period. Whether it is a quote-unquote hockey trade where you're getting rid of something on your roster to bring something back to spark the team to make a move, because sticking with the same group isn't going to work. I think that's clear now. Or if it's a retooling, in Cam Neely's words, they got to do something to shake it up. And that I'll stand by. Whether you wait till the trade deadline or not, it's got to happen.
I think they have, just double checking, 12 games before the deadline. So even though it feels like a long ways away because you have the four nations thing and everything
change,
else.
Yeah.
No. It's like, it's not as many games, is my point. I don't think 12 is a
lot. Oh, you don't think
games.
12 is a lot?
Well, between now and March 7th or whatever, wouldn't you? There should be a lot more games.
I'd probably
than
guess,
that.
Yeah, maybe more like 15 or something like that. Yeah.
Because they take a break. So they have, what do they got? Tomorrow night they play Winnipeg. And then you get into the February slate. And then so February 8th, they play Vegas. Then they don't play again until the 22nd. So, I mean, that's 2 weeks off.
A lot of time. You know? So there's a roster freeze there, but there's a lot of time to really assess the roster in that window.
But, yeah, so March 7th is the trade deadline, which I believe is a Friday, which is also weird.
Text line wants to know, you got any more scoops on the Bruins?
I got no new scoops.
Okay.
No new scoops.
Ear to the ground, though.
Always.
Text line also wants to weigh in on me thinking of Nitro.
Yeah,
as the Gladiator. Yeah, apparently.
You have that poster?
Jones, you would think of Nitro before any other Gladiator. Who were the best Gladiators?
Turbo, Nitro, Ice,
yeah.
Blaze.
I think baseball, people say baseball has a marketing problem. I think looking back on it.
They did not.
I think they did. We can't even tell you who the best one was. I mean, who was the GOAT? Who was the GOAT Gladiator?
Well, you came up with Nitro real quick, and then I came up with Turbo real quick.
Gemini?
All right, easy, Bill.
Relax. That's a thinking man's Gladiator is what that is. Well, in fairness, I came up with Nitro fast. I couldn't come up with the name of the show.
No, you couldn't.
But that's on me.
American Gladiators. That's right. Well, that actually proves the marketing. You didn't even know the name of the show, but you knew the name of one of the guys.
You got me there. Yeah. It's Nick's job to box me around. You got me there. 617-779.
It's been a tough couple of days.
7937. We'll get to your Bruins phone calls. I see you hanging out. And then each and every day this week, along with Ted Johnson's take that's got people fired up, streets are talking.
Oh, yeah.
10% for Bill Belichick.
He thinks is high.
He claims that's quite a bit. not everybody necessarily agrees.
I know.
So you can react to that. Continue to react to that. Every day this week, we're comparing different aspects of the Patriots dynasty with the Chiefs dynasty. We got into Bill and Andy Reid yesterday. Let's get into Gronk versus Travis Kelce. We'll do that next.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.